In eastern Afghanistan today, B-52 bombers continued their strikes on al-Qaeda and Taliban fighters, making a stand in the region's mountainous terrain. One U.S. Special Forces and three anti-Taliban Afghan soldiers are dead after a ground assault early Saturday that provoked one of the heaviest firefights in the war. The coalition forces were supposed to root out and eliminate one of the last large cells of renegade al-Qaeda and Taliban fighters, but the operation ran into trouble. NPR's John Burnett reports from Gardez, Afghanistan.
Late Friday night, a convoy of 600 Afghan tribal militiamen, along with some 50 Army Special Forces advisors, left their base in Paktia province near the Pakistan border. The plan was to surprise and overwhelm the estimated 500 Taliban and al-Qaeda fighters holed up in the caves of the Shahi Kot mountain range, about 100 miles southeast of Kabul. But local soldiers, like Wazir Mohammed, who participated in the ground mission, say they encountered unexpectedly fierce resistance.
What went wrong is the enemy was in their caves, and they were well-armed. They were ready for us. They fired on us even before we got to our staging area, and they were able to move from one side of the mountain to the other to get a better shot at us.
The Gardez Assault Force had planned to continue up a mountain road to get within striking range of the al-Qaeda caves, but the soldiers ended up fleeing for their lives. From positions far up in the craggy, snow-capped mountains, the followers of Osama bin Laden and Mullah Muhammad Omar poured down fire with mortars, rockets, and light and heavy machine guns. One mortar round reportedly hit a Datsun pickup carrying Special Forces soldiers, killing one and wounding two others. Colonel Rick Thomas, spokesman for U.S. Central Command in Tampa, Florida, said today he would not characterize the operation as a failure.
What our plan was to use Afghan coalition and U.S. forces combined with air support from aircraft to defeat the al-Qaeda and Taliban in this region, and we're moving toward that objective. And what I would say is, the outcome of this operation is not in question. What is only left to be determined is when.
The Gardez group appeared to be part of a much larger force, which a U.S. military official quoted by the Associated Press put at 1,500 troops. They include U.S.-trained Afghan tribal militiamen, U.S. Special Forces, the Army's 101st Airborne Assault Soldiers, as well as Australian and Canadian troops. The Afghan soldiers went into combat wearing white armbands and strips of white plastic on their black knit caps to identify them as friendly forces. According to another Gardez soldier, the U.S. and Afghan fighting force lost the element of surprise because the convoy of vehicles kicked up so much dust and it arrived late. The American plan failed, said militiaman Mohammed Wali, who lay in a Gardez hospital bed, because when they got to the battle area, it was 6 a.m. and the enemy could already see them and they started to fire on them. In yet another calamity, Wali says the troop truck in which he was riding was one of three that turned over many miles short of the battle. He said the drivers had been instructed to turn their lights off to avoid detection, which caused them to run off the narrow road. The air assault seemed to go better, say witnesses. Black Hawk helicopters swooped in to pound the mountain hideouts, and B-52s dropped 2,000-pound bombs onto the cave complex. All day today, the big high-flying bombers traced graceful contrails in a brilliant blue sky over 12,000-foot peaks. The ground shook when their payloads hit, and puffs of smoke rose from the mountains 30 miles away. There are still no reports of enemy casualties. Fleeing Taliban and al-Qaeda fighters reportedly moved into the remote area in December when they were being driven out of Afghan cities. The mountain range is well known for its honeycomb of caves, both natural and man-made. Mujahideen guerrillas used them in the 1980s in their fight against the Soviets. The governor of Paktia province, Taj Mohammed Wardak, told reporters in Gardez today, before this weekend's assault, American and local Afghan commanders twice went to the area and asked the Taliban fighters to surrender. They refused. Commander Sultan, head of the Gardez militia, took part in the negotiations. He said nearby villagers were helping the holdout Taliban and al-Qaeda members. We warned them, if you are bombed by the U.S., he said, it's your own fault. The governor said most of the villagers in the area had left by the time this weekend's American-Afghan assault began. There was no information available about civilian casualties. John Burnett, NPR News, Gardez, Afghanistan.